Glad to be here today, and appreciate the worship time, brother. And you know, the one chorus that just really grabbed my heart was, I thought I would memorize it, but I forgot. It was that second line that said, basically, we give you everything we have, Lord, so that we can know you. And that's why we're here today, right? We need God. God is Jesus. And we need one another. We need to worship. We need to come regularly before the Lord. We need fellowship. We need friendship. And we need the forgiveness of God. And through His grace, our lives change forever. And we don't just come for a tune-up once in a while, but we give everything we have so that we can know Him better. So what a wonderful time of worship that was. Just the fellas are handing out some brochures. They're going to have pledge cards in those, and you know, it's not a big deal. We're not here to pressure anybody for anything. We're here to worship, to share, to minister. And if you want to be part of our regular mailings that go out and updates with the ministry and such, it helps if you fill those cards out. You know, I'll just try to briefly talk about how Teen Challenge began for those of you who might not be aware, but Teen Challenge is over 55 years running now, and we're 50, I guess close to 56. Started in the late 50s in New York City, a country preacher by the name of David Wilkerson was compelled by the Holy Ghost to go to New York City, leaving his country small congregation in the hills of Pennsylvania. And he was compelled to go and minister and help and reach out to these young people that were all goofed up and were in a criminal case where they committed some horrible crime. And he was just so burdened, he thought to himself, they must not know the Lord. They must not know Jesus. So this man just responds out of this unction from the Holy Spirit. He gets his car ripped off, vandalized. He spends all the money that he has, and perhaps some of which the congregation blessed him with to go to New York, even though they thought he was a little goofy for doing that. Didn't understand. But he persisted, and through that persistence, through that obedience, through that compassion, he began this incredible ministry that today is worldwide. There's over 900 centers worldwide in other countries and just under 250 in the United States. And, you know, Teen Challenge typically does not receive government funding or state funding. Some centers are able to get some funding. We hope in South Dakota someday we'll get a little bit of stipend for the guys that come through the court system. Nonetheless, God has raised up this ministry, and it's a ministry where we say we don't need the ways of the world, we don't need the wisdom of man, we rely on the grace of God. Amen? Amen. To change the human heart, to heal the wounds. May the God of all hope fill you with joy and peace, Romans says. In believing by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So the world needs hope. The world needs grace. God has both. No one else has grace. God invented it. He has it. He bestows it. He gives it. And He's no respecter of persons. He loves anybody that comes to Him and is willing. He'll change your heart. He'll change your life forever. So in this modern age where a lot of the world are depending on medication and particular psychiatric therapies to help people overcome mood disorders, depression, and whatnot, it all boils down to a sense of hopelessness, and only God, the God of all hope, can give hope. I'm not saying that all medication's bad. Please hear me there. But I am saying that no one can hold a candle to Jesus Christ and the power of heaven. Amen? And God's God, and no one else is God. There's one God, one faith, one gospel, one hope. Amen? one salvation. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. And that's what we're doing at Teen Challenge. You know, the program is 16 months long. The men have a regiment and a schedule and a training that's about developing their character, finding faith and hope and vision, and beginning to see themselves prosper instead of fearing that they're going to fail. Who wants to believe for the rest of their lives that they're going to be alcoholic? That's ridiculous. So we refuse to say you have a disease and you're always going to be stuck with it and you just have to cope with it. No. No, we say God's going to heal that. God's going to deliver you of that. God's going to remove that entirely forever. Amen. That's it. So the program is divided into character development and Bible study and curriculum, chapel, worship in the mornings, and then the afternoons, work. So we have a great work program in the community. We go out and we work hard, and the men are able to earn part of their stay, giving them self-esteem, good work discipline, good work ethic, help them in the future, mostly in the realm of attitude, teaching them to be good stewards, diligent, hard workers, and men of character. And we believe that God defines manhood, so these guys don't have to be cowards. They can be men. And it takes time, takes effort, takes success and failure, and getting back up on your feet, dusting yourself off, getting rebuked, amen, straightened out. You know, the Hebrew word for sin is crookedness. So when I say our program straightens guys out, I mean it. Amen? Because that's what grace is for. Psalm 139, I was going to read it, but there's no time. Here we are in church, and there's no time for the word. Dear God, forgive me. Praise the Lord, he knows what I mean, because he knows everything. So it says, I know who you are. I know every thought that you have from afar. You know, it's a blessing when the men and all of us can learn that no matter how many evil or selfish or prideful or bitter or unforgiving thoughts we might have, whatever sins we may have committed, the Lord knows who we are. And Psalm 130 says that I fear God because he forgives me. In other words, he's the only one that can take care of our deepest needs and our biggest problem, which is sin. And he will forgive us. Amen? And he'll heal us. And he'll give us that hope and that future that we need. So that's what we're doing with these men, teaching them every day what this says. And we honestly, truly, absolutely believe and see that if we learn what God says and do what God says, we win. Victory in Jesus. Amen? Jesus plus nothing equals everything. God is able. And we don't always understand it. We don't always understand how can just Bible reading and prayer and faith heal all these wounds and straighten out all these woes. God didn't ask us to understand everything. He asked us to apprehend, not comprehend, to grab on. Like that woman with the issue of blood, she pressed through the crowd and grabbed on because she believed and she had hope and she had a great, great need. So these men are changing because of the power of grace. And you folks are here because you need that same grace, no matter what your life consists of. The Bible says, he who has the Son has the life. So that means if you don't have the Son of God, whatever life you're living, it's not really life. Amen? So what we're doing with these men is giving them a new foundation for the rest of their lives. We're not just tuning them up, tweaking them, fixing them. But in Christ, they can be new creatures. Old things are passed away. All things are becoming new. Amen? I could talk for hours like this. But we're not going to do that. I'm going to use some decorum here and self-discipline. And I'm going to have the men come up now. And they're going to minister to you with songs and testimonies.
Praise God. My name is Bart. I'm 18, and I came to Teen Challenge almost 10 months ago from Wisconsin. A little background before I came to Teen Challenge. My parents divorced when I was about 12 years old. I really lacked discipline, really wanted to feel accepted and have a purpose in my life, and I seeked that out in the wrong way. Ended up following drug dealers and gang members, got really addicted to heroin and a lot of pharmaceutical drugs, wronged a lot of my family, my friends, really messed up my life is what I thought, and racked up a lot of condemnation and guilt. Was at a really low point in my life, and I ended up hearing about Teen Challenge from somebody that used to work here. My mom helped me get into it, and God's really changed my life. Got a scripture for you. It's Romans 8:1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And there's a couple key words that really stand out to me in that scripture is no condemnation. I don't feel the guilt that I used to carry with me all the time because of Jesus' blood and his forgiveness that he poured out on me. And another word in that is belong. I now have a purpose, and that's in Jesus, and he's given me a new identity and a new hope and a future that he set before me, and I just praise God for it every day. Thank you for having us here.
My name's Eric, and I'm 27. I just want to thank God for this privilege to give my testimony to you guys. And so with that said, I'll start with, I dedicated most of my life to sin, to things of the world, and pursuing all sorts of fleshly desires, which resulted in a lot of addictions, mainly to drug, but numerous other ones as well. And from that, that just led me to prison. I was just so lost in darkness and sin that I wound up in prison. I did all the wrong things, and every time God tried to speak to me, I hardened my heart and turned the other way and did what I wanted to do. But when I got to prison, it was probably one of the worst things and probably one of the best things. And the reason I say it's one of the worst things is because I came to a place where I completely and utterly hated myself. I hated the sin that I was doing, and I hated the fact that I couldn't do anything about it. I was stuck in it. It's like the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 7. Just, I know the right thing to do, but I can't do it. I'm stuck in my sin. And that's why it leads to one of the best things. And in that place, I realize it's not about me. It's not me. I can't do this. Jesus can, God can, and he has saved me, so I can do something better. And as I started to realize this, doors started to open. I was in and out of prison, but this last time that I was in prison, I started to see that God has a purpose for me. And I kept hearing about Teen Challenge, and I knew I couldn't do it on my own anymore. I was so sick and tired of trying to do it my way and struggling and struggling. I had to give it to him, humble myself and give it to him. So I had to pursue these doors that he opened. I came to Teen Challenge, and through that, I realized how faithful God is. All these prayers that I've been praying for years, he was providing for me. He was answering my prayers. It was never how I saw it to be, never how I wanted it to be, and praise God for that. Because if it was the way I wanted it to be, I'd be back in my sin. I'd be back doing the things that I wanted to do, and I would have learned nothing. Something that was really cool to me that last month, I got to spend time with my family. And usually when I was with my family, I was always wanting to get away to do my own thing. And we just spent time together, and it was so awesome. God has done so many different miracles. He's created the solar system. He's created the world. He's created everything. But the biggest and best thing that I've seen is he's changed my heart so I can truly appreciate them. I can appreciate time with my family. It's awesome. These simple things that I took for granted are so beautiful and glorious now. It's awesome, and it's because of God. I have a scripture. It's Psalms 119, 9 through 11. It's, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your words in my heart that I might not sin against you. And this isn't a one-time fix-all type thing. This is a scripture where I have to dedicate my life to God every day and to pursue these things, to keep my way pure, not for me, not for my family, but for God, because of who he is and all the promises he keeps. He's a loving, compassionate, awesome God, and I do this for him, and everything else is a benefit because of it. The love, the agape love, pure, holy God's love that I can share with everybody else. Praise God, and I thank you guys so much.
Praise God. My name is Austin. I'm 25 years old. I was raised right here in Mitchell, South Dakota. And I lived a life of sin, a life of lies. That's what it was. You know, in and out of relationships, horrible drug abuse, landed me in and out of jail, in and out of treatment centers. You know, and this last time in jail, thank God I had a friend, you know, came through the program. He came and told me about Teen Challenge, you know, kind of brought, opened the door for me, you know. So I asked my lawyer, who's actually here today, you know, he got me the paperwork, filled it out. A week later, got a phone call from Brother Mike over there. And if you ever got a phone call from Brother Mike, it's, yeah, these guys know what I'm talking about. So, but anyways, I got accepted, you know, and I kind of had my heart on, you know, coming to Teen Challenge, but God had to break me first, you know. About a week later, I went in front of the judge, you know, and the judge sentenced me to 6 years in the South Dakota State Penitentiary, you know. But God, the judge also said, you know, you go there for 5-6 months, you have good behavior, and I'll bring you back to modify your sentence to let you go to Teen Challenge, you know. And by the grace of God, I'm standing here today. So, and you know, when I got to Teen Challenge, you know, I didn't know much about the Bible. I hardly knew anything at all. You know, I know the concepts, but one scripture that kept getting over and over in my head, one that I use today, every day, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And that was huge for me, you know, because I could just throw away my sinful ways, you know, and I'm a new creation. But after I learned this, I figured it out, you know, I was feeling all this conviction, all this guilt, you know, because all my past lives, you know, but I believe it was my counselor that told me, you know, God not only forgives us of our sins, he forgets them altogether. And that was huge. That was huge for me. You know, once I was able to do that, I forgave myself, forgave those all around me, and Christ started moving mountains in my life, you know. I mean, I don't take depression meds anymore. I don't take bipolar meds anymore. I don't take sleeping meds anymore. I mean, he cleaned me all of that. He's restoring relationships in my life. You know, he's bringing everything back. He's showing me how to love people and not material items. It's awesome. Showing me what obedience is, how to submit to authority. You know, it's not a bad thing, you know. And another thing he's taught me, I mean, I got 32 guys behind me that I'm honored to call my brothers. You know, he's showing me what friendship's all about, what true friendship, you know. Thank you. But, and, you know, most of all, I mean, it's let me, I'm excited for tomorrow, you know. I don't worry about what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't dread tomorrow. I don't dread waking up, you know, because my Bible tells me that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I know that anything that tomorrow throws at me, I'll be able to overcome, because anything with Christ is possible. So thank you, guys. God bless. Thank you.
Where God proved his love. I'm 35. I'm from Eastern Pennsylvania. So, you know, 20 years of my life, it's a long story, but it's basically summed up with the fact that I was living in sin my whole life. I was addicted. Through addiction and that sin took me to places I never dreamed I'd be as a young teenager playing baseball and stuff. I ended up incarcerated over the years. I was homeless, institutionalized over the years. There was a breaking point in my life. I have two children, and a while back, I took too much drugs, and I ended up on the driveway in an overdose in front of my children. And what a wake-up call. I had to go to the hospital, and you know, they hit me with four shots of adrenaline to get my heart going again and my breathing. I was at three breaths a minute, about eight beats, my heart. And, you know, sitting in the hospital in intensive care, my uncle had come in and he prayed with me. He's a good Christian man, and he asked me to have an open heart, you know. I've tried everything else out there, and, you know, I had to find something else. And I knew about God. I was brought up in a Christian home, but I never truly, I think, surrendered to, you know, those things in my life. But as I was laying there, a verse that came to mind and through my uncle is Hebrews 4:13, says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid before the eyes of Him whom we must give account." So as I was laying there and I had almost died, I thought about the fact of what if I was to meet my maker, you know? Would he say to me, you know, "Well done, Eric"? Definitely not. You know, coming here to Teen Challenge, it took me a while. It took me about a month. I was healing up and trying to get things together, but I got out here to Teen Challenge, and one thing I learned here is God is love. And the staff that works here, showed me so much love and prayer and devotion, and I'm very thankful for that. One of the bigger things is, you know, I tried like 12-step programs and things like that over the years, but I no longer have to call myself, you know, Eric, an addict. You know, there's one step, and that's Jesus Christ, and that's one thing I learned here. And, you know, just a closing verse that I have here, that's helped me a little bit, is 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And the Holy Spirit lives within me, so I'm free, and for that, praise God. That's all I got. Thanks.
My name's Matthew, and I grew up in several towns around Mitchell. I guess my path of destruction started when I was just graduating high school. I moved into a country house with a couple of my friends, and ended up getting addicted to K2, the drug, and cough and cold medicines. And doing that for several months ended up with me breaking into houses and garages and stealing a bunch of stuff. And I was planning to move to California with all this stuff. And one day I went and I helped my mom pack because she was going to move to a different town. And on my way back to the country house, I got a call that my friends were in the back of a cop car and they'd just gotten arrested and pretty much caught. So I went and didn't go back, came here to Mitchell. After a while, I ended up getting caught, going to prison for just 90 days, luckily. Got out, thought that I had everything settled by my own strength, and just fell back into the same old things. Kept doing drugs, kept drinking, and ended up stealing again. And I was in trouble in this county and in the county I was living in before, so I had to face two different judges, and Teen Challenge was brought up to me in jail, and I thought about it, and the devil tried tempting me, saying that I wouldn't even be in jail that long, not long enough for 16 months or several other temptations. And I ended up just reasoning out to come to Teen Challenge, thinking I could make it through on my own strength without really learning anything or submitting. And very early in Teen Challenge, I learned that I don't want to just get through it. I want to be part of Jesus' family and get into the kingdom. And he's helped me out so many times before. And from going from stealing from people, I've learned the value of giving to people, whether it's time, love, or even a shirt that I don't need anymore. And my scripture today, I hold on to it a lot. It's Luke 23:39-43. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal, who was a thief, protested, "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." And that really speaks to me because even a thief on the cross next to Jesus was able to be forgiven. So he can forgive me too, and has. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jake Nolte. I'm 20 years old. I'm from South Dakota. I've kind of lived everywhere around here. Lord help me. I don't know. I don't like speaking in front of people, so excuse me. I was on the way here, and I was thinking about Acts chapter 9 and somebody who really seen the light, that song that was sung first. Paul really seen the light. I mean, he was knocked off his horse and blinded. And it's the Damascus Road experience, and each and every one of us has had it. I mean, if you come to know Christ, you have it. And some people's is really intense. And, you know, I seen the light. I'm supposed to be in prison. I shouldn't be free at all. I have 4 felonies, and by the grace of God, I'm standing here today. I remember when I was really strung out on meth, and that was one of my vices, and I started using needles, and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, and it was summertime, and I haven't seen my dad in the longest time, and I believe this is when I cried out to God, like, I want something more, because I was tired of what I was doing. But my dad was filling up the car so I could come back here to Mitchell, because I was working here. And he lifted up my sleeve, and he seen bruises where I missed, and he just cried, and he said, "What happened to you? You look like you should be in the grave." And I knew then that I want more. And little did I know, when I cried out, I ended up I was burglarizing. I wanted my drugs, and I got caught. God works in crazy ways. My afflictions brought me to the Lord, and somebody shared Teen Challenge with me. And I came here, and this has really changed my life. And I'm so grateful for everybody here, and all of my brothers here, the staff that devote all their time. And I got a scripture for you. It's out of Ezekiel 34, verse 12. And it's about the true shepherd. It says, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he was among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. I went through my dark and cloudy days, and that is behind me. I'm a new creation. And I just thank you guys for your time. Thank you for allowing us to come here. God bless you.
This is the power of Christ in me. here in the power of Christ I stand.
God bless. My name is Seth Owen. I'm from Watertown. I'm 21. My whole life, I grew up with parents that faced addiction problems. They were both heavy drinkers, abusive. They did their best to support me, but while they were drinking, they were real mean and bitter. And my dad died when I was 10, and after that, I was probably 12 when I started drinking. 13, 14 when I started drinking heavy, doing drugs, got into fighting, drugs, bad relationships. I was just searching for the wrong things in life. I had just turned 18. I ended up getting 6 felonies one night. I robbed a bunch of people in their homes, people that I didn't even know. I was really drunk and high. And I went to jail and I had no bond and a DOC hold. And I wasn't supposed to get out of jail until I got sentenced. And I was looking at multiple years in penitentiary. Pastor came up to see me, who actually happened to be a grade school teacher of mine in an alternative school, because I got kicked out of regular school. And he was a pastor now. He said some prayers and read some scripture to me. And a couple minutes later, my lawyer came in and he told me he had good news. I didn't believe that. He said, you can bond out. And out of nowhere, I got a bond. The DOC hold was dropped. And that was God. There's no other explanation. And yeah, I had failed quite a few more times after that because I still tried to live my own ways. But now I'm in Teen Challenge by the grace of God. I'm growing more and more every day. I'm so thankful for this. I've had to learn to put all my trust in God, go all in or nothing. I got a scripture for you guys. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." That's absolutely true. Right now, I've been blessed multiple times. I've gone through things since I've been in Teen Challenge that if I'd have been out there, I just would have ended up back in jail because I would have quit and gave up and started drinking again. But through the grace of God, I've made it through, and we're all very thankful to be here today and to be able to testify to you guys. God bless. Thank you.
Hi. My life has kind of been kind of hectic. At a young age, I was physically, severely abused by my mom and dad. Somehow I got away from all that, got adopted, put in a foster home, got adopted. Not only did I get adopted, but I got adopted by people that were going to church. I guess all the hatred that I had towards my mom, my birth mom, and all that kind of just boiled within inside of me and gave me a more hatred towards a lot more of the mom that I have now. Broke that relationship with her. I rebelled a lot. Got really angry at times. I couldn't really have relationship with like other people's, like even myself, because I hated myself. I hated what I had to go through. Like, why did I have to do that? Like, how come that happened to me? And, you know, how come everybody else has a good life than I do? But little did I know that God has a plan for me. And But later on in the years, as I started getting into high school, start doing stupid things, like I didn't want to do any of the schoolwork or anything like that, so I get expelled, get kicked out. I'm 16 years old now. My mom, my adopted mom and adopted dad, they're divorced. They're going into some crazy things. I don't know where I'm at. I don't even care, you know. I'm in a rebellion state. I don't, who cares? As I start seeing, like, things start just, crazy things that start happening, have to go to Job Corps and stuff. I'm on probation now. I end up in Job Corps. My mom's out of the picture. Dad's out of the picture. My brothers are gone, you know. And I'm in South Dakota now, you know. I can start from over there. From there, I came from Minnesota, actually, so y'all know, from Minnesota to Virginia, from Virginia to South Dakota. Anyway, as I'm in Job Corps, like, I wanted to get away so bad that I just wanted to be on my own and do my own thing, you know. I didn't want anybody above me. I didn't want anybody around me. Like, I didn't need them, you know. And started living in my own darkness. And at the age 16, I thought I had accepted Christ, but I didn't know that you're supposed to follow him. And I believed a lie that by accepting Christ, that no matter what happened, no matter what I did, I could do whatever I wanted, and that I would end up going to heaven anyway. That's not the truth. So I ended up getting in gangs and stuff. I ended up doing, like, a lot of drugs, a lot of drinking. I'm so trapped inside myself that I can't get out. I can't escape at all. There's times at night, like, when I would just cry out to God because I didn't know. Like, this ain't me. This is not who I really am. Who am I? I didn't know who I was. Ended up getting locked up for some felonies of burglaries and stuff. And in jail, that's where I really found Christ. Like, you know, I guess I didn't find him. He found me. But that's when I started really getting his word and started really to get to know him. And then just things started happening. Things started falling in place for me. Like, you know, like, my enemies are gone. You know, everything, like, smoking, drinking, all that stuff is just done. It just washed away. Like, whoom. Like, what happened there? Get out. I'm at church. Somehow, I end up hearing about Teen Challenge because we're supposed to go to men's retreat. And like, when I heard about that, I'm on probation, and I either go to a halfway house or, you know, or Teen Challenge. So obviously, God has me here to come to Teen Challenge, you know. So I'm being at Teen Challenge. It's a pretty amazing experience, pretty cool. You get to explore within yourself. Things that need to be changed. God, like, changes you. He brings things up that needs to be changed about you. Because you can't change yourself. You can't, like, do it by yourself. He's like, hey, you know, you need me. You need me to change you, you know? And I've had struggles, major struggles of just changing and just really loving others and respecting them and not getting offended by them all the time. It's just really struggling, and I got free from my condemnations. Teen Challenge is doing amazing things in my life. They're showing me how to obey leadership. They're showing me how to draw close to God. They're showing me, like, this is the way it has to be. This is the way it's going to go. You know, if I don't do that, then I'm just going to fall back into that darkness where I was. And I'm just really thankful for being here at Teen Challenge. I'm thankful that God has actually called me here to be at Teen Challenge and changed my life. Because I know that he has great plans for me. And not just for me or them, but for you guys too. And I guess the scripture I got for you guys. Oh, that's the wrong scripture. One of the scriptures that really popped out last night when I was in my devotionals, I was trying to figure out what scripture I'm going to say, but just kind of felt led by the Holy Spirit to bring this up to all of us, not just. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will be transformed It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. I guess the coolest thing about that is that none of us here, as we have all accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, is that none of us are going to be left behind. None of us are going to be stuck on this earth that's going to be rotten away, but we will be in the glory with God in heaven. And, yeah, just thank you guys. God bless you.
How's it going? My name's Jesse. I'm 41 years old. I'm from California originally, moved out here to South Dakota a few years back. Where to start? Spent so much that happened in my life. Spent most of my adulthood in California prisons. Was a skinhead, involved in gangs, drugs, you name it, I did it. I've tasted every kind of sin there is. You know, I was in California, strung out. Parents were leaving South Dakota, or California coming out to South Dakota. And I checked into detox. I knew I needed to stop. I couldn't stop again. I got started and I couldn't stop. So I begged my parents to move out here to South Dakota with them. You know, I was worthless. I hated people. I hated myself. I didn't see any way out, no hope, broken. So I came out here, things seemed good, hit depression, started drinking every day, you know, and I went to jail, got arrested in Salem. They brought me to Mitchell Jail here, and this is great. I've only been in South Dakota for 2 months, and I'm already arrested. Back doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I got out of jail and I met a Christian brother that came really close to me. I met him here in Mitchell. And, you know, I went to jail. They took all my cash, took my driver's license because it expired by 5 days or something like that, and gave me a check. Hey, see you later. Well, now I have no way to cash a check. I was panhandling here in Mitchell. And I asked this guy for some money. He says, yeah, here you go. Gives me a few bucks. I was like, yeah, God bless you. Don't ask me where that came from. Because I was far from God that could ever be. You know, I hated everybody. So he's like, hey, do you have time to hang out? I was like, no, I just got out of jail a few days ago. I want to go get my dog and shower and talk to my family, get my clothes. They're throwing me out. I don't know where I'm going. I'm homeless. I know nobody out here. So, he gave me his number a few months later. I was really homeless, really desperate. Didn't know anybody really that had any brains in their life. I met a few people here in Mitchell, but not too many. So I call him up. Lo and behold, he is a true definition of a Christian. You know, he brought me home a week later, moved me in with his wife, his kids, dedicated man to God, and tried to introduce me to God, but I couldn't get the grips of it, you know. I can't do this, I can't do that. I was like, I could never do this. But through Teen Challenge, when I came to Teen Challenge, there's my lawyer over there. He kind of picked up the case afterwards. I just got to share a part, Bill. So they already said I'm going to Teen Challenge. They go, Mr. Wyman, you got 19 felonies and, 17 misdemeanors. You're never going to change. You're a lost cause, basically. I sentenced you to 6 years. I'm like, grabbing Phil, hey. He's like, I got it. It's cool. I'm like, how's it cool? They just sentenced me. They were trying to give me life out here, habitual criminal, because of my California record. I got them down to 5 years or whatever it is. But I got, grace of God, you know, giving me Teen Challenge. I completed the first part of the program is basically, you know, you're under guidelines. I'm kind of in the reentry program now where I go to work every day. I have a full-time job now. Try to be a light to my coworkers and share Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done in my life. I no longer hate. I no longer want to punch everybody out. You know, I have love. I have compassion. I wish I had more of it, but more than what I had. You know, coming. God's grace is great. And thank you guys for having me. Amen. Wait a minute. Brother Mike's eyeballing me over there. I got a little scripture for you. Kind of fit the whole thing. I was reading in my devotion last night. You know, Psalms 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Thank you.